We're turning the clock back on November 27, the day in 1975 when the Steven Spielberg-directed thriller Jaws opened in Australian cinemas. It was the end of an era for Australian television on this day in 1998 when the midday show finished. The variety show had been hosted by Ray Martin, Darren Hinch, Tracy Grimshaw and David Rain, but it was Kerry-Ann Kennelly who hosted those last two seasons.
It really is a milestone for midday as it reaches the end of the road. Our last show after a run of 26 years, which started with Mike Walsh back in 1973.
The longest serving ocean liner in history, the QE2, completed her final journey in 2008 when she was handed over to her new owner in Dubai.
Queen Elizabeth II has sailed 5.9 million nautical miles and carried more than 2.5 million guests.
Birthdays, remember Simon Townsend? He's 73. The TV presenter and producer brought us the kids' show Wonderworld.
Always remember, yep. The world really is wonderful.
An American royalty, Caroline Kennedy, is 61. The daughter of JFK served as a US ambassador in recent years.
President Kennedy inspired a generation that transformed America. They marched for justice. They served in the Peace Corps, in the inner cities, in outer space.
Finally, two legends who died way too early were born on November 27. Kung Fu star Bruce Lee was just 32 when he died in 1973. He was born on this day in 1940.
All type of knowledge ultimately means self-knowledge. They want to learn to express themselves through some movement, be it anger, determination.
And the man still regarded as the greatest guitarist of all time was born in 1942 and died aged 27 in 1970.
Hey, Joe, where you going with that?
Remembering Bruce Lee and Jimi Hendrix on November 27.